This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz. This is Morning Devotions. When I was on holidays, I read a book called Revenge, The Story of Hope, written by Laura Blumenfeld, a young American journalist. It's a true story, a fascinating story about her quest for revenge. Her father was shot and slightly injured in an alleyway in Jerusalem in 1986 by a member of the rebel faction of the PLO, and this group was responsible for attacks on tourists. Her father was a tourist visiting Jerusalem at that time. Fortunately, he wasn't injured. The bullet grazed the top of his head. He didn't have any serious injuries. But his daughter, Laura, she wanted revenge. And so this book tells her story. She wrote, she travelled the globe, finding out how different cultures handled revenge. And she explores this dynamic of hatred while trying to deal with her own sense of outrage. An amazing story. And I thoroughly recommend the book. Actually, it was published in 2002. The Psychology of Vengeance. Now, TV shows sometimes tell the story of revenge. For example, True Grit, Star Wars, The Count of Monte Cristo. Here are stories that are gripping, stories of people who are driven by revenge. It seems to touch something deep within us, and we want to see justice done for the past, the wrongs, you know, the things of the past. Maybe you've experienced something like that. If you heard the phrase, revenge is a dish best served cold, and that means that revenge is sweeter when the person seeking it is patient, you know, taking their time, waiting, and then striking. You hurt me, so I'm going to hurt you. That's what revenge is about. You cheated on me, so it's only right that I do the same. You raised your voice to me, I'm going to retaliate, only this time my voice will be louder. So I want to talk today, is revenge that sweet? Let's remember one thing. Getting even, I'm afraid, never works. You might unleash this whole cycle of retribution and violence. It never ends because someone always wants the last word. And in that process of hurting that person, you know what happens? You do, don't you? You end up hurting yourself. And that's why they say revenge is sweet, but it's not true. Revenge is never sweet. It's bitter. It's destructive. And there is a better way. And the Bible says this in Romans chapter 12. Do not seek revenge. Instead, allow God's wrath to make sure that justice is served. Turn it over to him. For the scriptures say, revenge is mine. I will settle all scores. But consider this bit of wisdom. If your enemy is hungry, give him something to eat. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. Because if you treat him kindly, it'll be like heaping hot coals on top of his head. Never let evil get the best of you. Instead, overpower evil with good. Now, here's revolutionary thinking. It means let revenge go. Yeah, but give it to God. Allow God, the supreme God, to deal with that person. It's really powerful teaching. Now, I know that's easier said than done. Paul quotes from Deuteronomy 32 from the Old Testament, again, that God will deal with vengeance. In other words, it's not up to us. There are no exceptions here. Anyone can seek the forgiveness of God, even the worst criminal. And so we can't judge that person. We really shouldn't harbour hatred or resentment towards that person. God might have forgiven them. In fact, he probably has. He extends his love and forgiveness to all people. And what happens when we try to take revenge into our own hands? Well, the answer is that we always make a mess of things. We're either too harsh or too weak. We could even attack the wrong person in the wrong way. We say the wrong thing, and we could end up making things so much worse. So a just vengeance, that's an interesting phrase, a just vengeance is the specialty of God. How do we know that? Because Paul, the Apostle Paul, shows us when he says it's written, it is written. In other words, it's something we can rely on. We can mess things up by taking vengeance into our own hands on those who might have hurt us or our loved ones, just as they had for Laura Blumenfeld, the Jewish lady whose father had been shot. We need to leave it up to God. Not easy, I know that. But God is perfect in his judgment. He is far better at sorting this out than we can. Dear Lord, I pray that you will eliminate from our minds any hatred or bitterness or fears from our mind that would destroy us and drag us down. Lord, we know how destructive these thoughts can be. Make us free, Lord. And I thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.